Mystery. Babe Learn.
God. So what voice is that?
That was you being satanic being intro voiceover guy. Yes, it's time for Hints from Heloise, column to help you with your life, syndicated nationally, locally here in the Dallas Morning News. Dear Heloise.
These are life cheats, right?
Yeah, life hacks.
Life hacks, that's yes. Right.
Rita D. in Sugarland writes, Dear Heloise, for cleaning pleated lampshades, I find nothing works better than the cans of compressed air people normally use to clean computer keyboards.
I like that. That's a really helpful hint.
Do you have many pleated lampshades?
I don't. I don't have any pleated lampshades.
I think that's an old lady thing.
Yeah, I like the more the old school bell types. You know,
kind of looks like a
curvy
female body,
like the bottom part.
Yeah.
Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom. That's what I like.
Have you ever made love to a lampshade?
No, I don't think I have.
You actually, ever accidentally arced it onto a lampshade?
Let's go to the next hint, Dave.
Erica R. via email writes,
arced it.
Dear Heloise, I didn't know what to get my mom for her birthday. I finally came up with the idea of having a mouse pad made with a favorite photo of my mom and me.
How about a muzzle?
I took the photo to a drugstore, had a photo department, and they did the mouse pad there. It was easy to do, and best of all, it was a great gift.
So she's got to look at your stupid face every time she wants to check her
Brilliant.
Gmail.
Yeah, I'm sure when she opened it, she was like,
Oh, thanks.
Honey, a mouse pad. This is the most thoughtful gift. And then she just threw it in the drawer.
Right.
Who uses a mouse pad anymore? You don't need them with, like, the newfangled mices.
You don't?
No. You don't need a mouse pad.
Oh, well, I just... The only computer that I use is the one at Cumulus. So... It's like Windows 95.
And it has a mouse pad?
Oh, yeah. You have to have a mouse pad.
Well.
They got all their stuff at like a Micro Center discount parking lot sale from 15 years ago.
Maybe do your favorite screen cap from X-Hamster and take that to your local drugstore and have that made into a mouse pad.
That's a slow loader. I don't like X-Hamster.
Well, just pick your favorite site. Just do a screen cap.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. ML via email writes, Dear Heloise, I am widowed and sleep on a queen-size bed. To distribute the wear on the mattress, I sleep on alternate sides of the mattress a week at a time. Even so, I like to turn my mattress over once a year. I can do this by myself using a trick I may have read in your column. Turn the mattress sideways on the middle of the bed, then you can quite easily flip it over and turn it to the length of the bed. Heloise writes, This is a back-saving hint I learned from my mother, the original Heloise, so you very well could have read it in this column.
Wow.
It's a circle of life.
It is. It's a circle of hints.
Yes, back when the original Heloise was alive and this widow's husband was still alive.
Everything was good.
Yeah.
Before the whole entire world just went into a pile of crap. Where you have to sleep by yourself and flip your mattress.
You have to sleep in the... outline of your dead husband.
Oh my God. It's so macabre. What is wrong with you? All right, one more, okay?
All right, do you want to hear about frozen bananas or hidden toilet paper?
Let's go with frozen bananas, and if it sucks, I'll let you do one more.
Okay. Pat in Warren, Ohio writes that she recently had a light bulb moment when making banana nut bread. I was peeling frozen bananas and my fingers were very cold, she says. It occurred to her that peeling the bananas before freezing them would help alleviate her cold fingers next time.
How would you not think of that beforehand?
Try wrapping peeled bananas in aluminum foil. It won't stick to the fruit when you unwrap it and keeps the fruit from picking up other flavors. Then toss the wrapped bananas into a plastic bag and freeze.
I have plenty of frozen bananas in my freezer.
Do you? For smoothie making?
Yes, because they start going bad, and you're like, I really don't want to eat that. You just mush it into a bag and put it in your freezer, and then you don't have to use ice for your smoothie. You can just use the frozen fruit and your protein mix and then whatever juice you decide to put in.
You're so healthy. No wonder you're so hot. You make smoothies all the time.
I probably have like 4 a year.
Okay, one more.
Oh, God. Okay.
Dear Heloise, I have two boys in college, and I would like to share a hint that they have used throughout the years. I've told my sons not to use all of a toilet paper roll. Save a little from several rolls, put them in a plastic grocery bag, and put it under the bathroom sink cabinet for the time you are stuck with no paper. You will always have these emergency rolls. My son used this procedure in college when the roommates didn't refill the toilet paper. The hidden rolls were stashed way in the back of the cabinet for just such problems. One emailed me that my idea, quote, saved him. That he had doo-doo butt and
bottom.
And he had a bunch of... He had a bunch of toilet paper scraps hidden in the pantry.
That is such a waste of time. That's what Sonic napkins are for.
Sonic napkins?
Yeah, that's what...
It'll clog your toilet.
You just throw them out in the yard then, when you're done.
In the yard.
Yeah, the dog will eat it. The dog will eat them.
By the way, that reminds me of, our friend Jimmy Mankenna?
Of course.
Hey, yo, Jimmy.
Hey, it's me, Jimmy. How you doing?
Well, is he from Brooklyn? Where is he from?
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn or Manhattan or whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, he shared a story that the plumbing in the house that he shares with his fiance, or are they married now? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That their plumbing was messed up. And so he was about to go to work, and so he was trying to explain to her the procedure. He was like, here's what you do. The plumbing ain't working. So just get you a Kroger bag and turn over the ends to, make a little circle, put it on the ground, squat over it, then do your business, then wipe, put the paper in the bag, tie it up, and throw it in the dumpster outside. Got it? It's a trick I learned when I was squatting back in Brooklyn.
Are you kidding me?
He told so his girlfriend was like, wait, what? You want me to squat over a Kroger bag?
Yeah, get yourself a Kroger bag. That starts with that. A Kroger bag.
So we need to write that in.
That's awesome.
We need to write that into Heloise. When your plumbing's on the fritz.
Yeah, get yourself a Kroger bag.
Get yourself a Kroger bag. Cinch over the edges so it makes a nice circle on the ground. Then squat over it. Then tie it up and throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah, wipe your butt, tie it up, throw it in the dumpster. Boom! Get a Kroger bag.
Oh, wait! All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about...
The TV.
Yes, one of our favorite pastimes, the television.